New Testament reading comes from Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, in chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, and God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you all. We always give thanks to God for all of you, and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of persons we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of our Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to even speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who is coming to save us from the wrath. This is the word of our Lord. Across the ages and since the beginning of creation, God has always wanted to be made known. His ultimate desire is to have a real and personal relationship with each and every single one of us, and to have an authentic relationship with everyone who walks the face of this earth. God's desire is for his glory to be on display through the life of all believers, and for the community of the faithful to live their faith out loud, to live their faith out loud in such a way that they embody the message of the gospel, and their actions speak volumes about the vastness of God. So this morning, I would like us to ponder a question. And that question is, how are we living our faith out loud, both in our own personal lives and through the life of this church? So as we think about that question, I have a video that I'm going to show you all this morning. In this video, you're going to see a young man named Grayson Kirby. And Grayson is a friend of mine. We went to undergrad together. And he was involved in a horrific car accident in June. So I don't have one segment that will share his whole story with you all. We have a few different segments, and so it'll be broken up a little bit. But I wanted to give you all some of the basics in a more concise manner so you kind of know his story. Grayson is 31 years old, and he was at a race event in Virginia when he was involved in this car accident, and he was ejected from the vehicle. Immediately, he was airlifted to UVA Hospital, where the doctors worked on him, and he died three times while the doctors were doing their procedure and trying to stabilize him. Eventually, they were able to stabilize him, and they gave him a less than 5% chance of living. And if for some miraculous reason he was to live, they said that he would have permanent brain damage and would live in a catatonic or vegetative state for the rest of his life. So let us hear Grayson's story.
He had a less than a 5% chance of living. They couldn't normally give us any hope.
So I share Grayson's story with you for a few reasons this morning. And one is because it is an inspiring story, and it highlights the miraculous power of God. Another reason is because it illustrates the importance and the power of prayer. But thirdly, and most of all, Grayson still wants to share his story with us. But thirdly, and most of all, I share his story with you this morning because it is the essence of what it means to live your faith out loud. Throughout each of these segments, you can clearly see how strong of a faith the Kirby family possesses. They are continuously thanking God. They are giving all the credit to God for Grayson's recovery. And they look ahead with hope and with confidence that God will continue to provide for them. This was a tragic event that happened to a relatively young man, and the Kirby family has allowed God's glory to be seen through this event, and it's become known to the countless viewers who have watched the Steve Harvey Show and the various news programs that have aired his story. You watch these clips, and you walk away feeling inspired and aware of God's presence in our lives and throughout this world. And because the Kirby family has openly shared Grayson's story and lived their faith out loud, it has spoken volumes about the vastness of God to people all throughout the world. This concept of living your faith out loud is exactly what Paul was writing about in his letter to the Thessalonians. Paul had traveled to the city of Thessalonica, which was one of the largest cities of the Roman province of Macedonia and had a booming population of about 200,000. There was a major military highway that ran through the city, and it connected Rome to the eastern provinces. It was also parallel to the Aegean Sea, so there was a harbor there. It was a major center for trade and commerce. Paul went there on his second missionary trip with his companions Silas and Timothy, and they stayed there for 3 weeks. And for those 3 weeks, they preached and they educated the Jews and the Greeks in that area about Jesus. During those 3 weeks, there was a lot of pushback from the non-believing Jews. And in fact, there was an uproar, which ultimately resulted in Paul and his companions having to flee from this city rather quickly and discreetly in the middle of the night. But despite such ominous beginnings, the church in Thessalonica was established, and it became a very thriving church pretty quickly. And once Paul received word that this church had become so thriving, he was thrilled, and he was surprised, and he was excited about this, all of which prompted this letter to the Thessalonians. In Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he is conveying his excitement and his gratefulness for all that they are doing in that region. He thanks God for them. He reminds them that he's continuously praying for them. And he encourages them to continue sharing their faith with everyone in that area. Paul's letter highlights everything the Thessalonians were doing correctly and what was making them this thriving community of believers. Those behaviors consisted of living with faith and living with hope and with love and being imitators of Christ to everyone in that area. Paul even went as far to say that they were such a prime example for everyone in Macedonia and the surrounding areas that there was no need for him to even come back to that region to preach and educate. Essentially, in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, he is thanking them for their faithfulness to God, for embodying the gospel message and living their faith out loud so that others could see and experience it. This part of Paul's letter to the Thessalonians reminds me of a quote from St. Francis of Assisi. And St. Francis of Assisi said to preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. What we can learn from the Thessalonians is that we can preach and we can educate about who God is, and we can share the stories of Christ and the teachings of Jesus. But what has the most impact on people and how you impact large amounts of people is when they see that message, our gospel message, come to life and embodied. What affects large groups of people and impacts people is when they can see others living their faith out loud. We saw this morning how the Kirby family had experienced firsthand the miraculous power of God, and that they truly believed that the power of prayer had saved their son's life. And they allowed this situation to give voice to their faith. And as they openly lived their faith out loud, it affected millions of viewers. So again, I ask you my initial question. How are we living our faith out loud, both in our own personal lives and through the life of this church? Living our faith out loud does not have to be on such a grandiose scale like the Kirby family, where their story is being aired on a national network. But we can live our faith out loud on a smaller scale, having a direct impact on the people that we interact with on a daily basis, and having a direct impact on our immediate community and the surrounding areas, like the Church of Thessalonica. There are several events that we have hosted here in the past couple of weeks that have brought people to our church that would not normally walk through the doors of our church, or any church for that matter. Events like the Love Letters play and the Spoon River production, our Harvest Dinners, and even our Celtic Vespers service the other evening drew people here that would not normally interact with a church. And there are several events that are coming up that are going to attract people to this church. Our Trunk or Treat event and our Halloween 5K. These are all opportunities for us to live our faith out loud, not preaching or educating, but rather living our faith out loud in such a way that we embody the message of the gospel and that our actions can speak volumes about the vastness of God. Every time we demonstrate joy and love towards someone, or hospitality and generosity, we are embodying the message of the gospel. And every time we extend peace and kindness to other people, we're allowing the actions of our lives to demonstrate to God, or to demonstrate who God is to those around us. As a church community, is it essential that we offer these events so that we have these opportunities to live our faith out loud, to have a presence in this community, and to have our church doors open? But what is equally important is that all of us participate in these events. Being active in the life of the church, volunteering, participating, and living your faith out loud, so that all those people who do interact with us through those events, they can walk away feeling inspired and aware of God's presence in this church, in this community, in their lives, and throughout the world. In closing, I wanted to share one other quote with you from the famous philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. And he said that music travels to those places where words cannot. And what I would like to add to that quote is that actions travel to those places where words cannot. So with that in mind, I ask you to continue pondering my initial question. How are we living our faith out loud, both in our own personal lives and through the life of this church? And may the actions of all of our lives speak volumes about the vastness of God, traveling to those places where words cannot. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.